This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's been a crazy fall. We are so used to having a good freeze before Halloween. And I'm talking about where Ms. Mosquito and I live, near the banks of the Ojolote. I mean, over the years, you look forward to the first freeze because you're sort of tired of gleaning stuff from your garden. Or as in this year, with the late summer and fall appearance of a gazillion grasshoppers, a good hard freeze could be just what the doctor ordered. But no hard freeze yet, not even a soft freeze at our little homestead. It will come, I'm sure, and I'll ask the gods of weather to go ahead and throw in some moisture, you know. Throw in some moisture, I mean, it couldn't hurt, right? As for those gazillion grasshoppers, most have completed their last molt, their last instar, and they have bred and laid eggs in the earth and wander in a last instar days. Maybe wandering and wondering, is this what life's all about? Eat, mate, die? Well, yeah. I knew. Okay. Hey, back in the summer, I offered to gather seed for a friend who is a grower, and she was working on a small contract grow out of a mid to upper elevation plant species. I happen to live near the species requested, and I said, you know, I will pursue those seed for you. I still think that it's fun to get seed for someone else, right? Yeah. So one of the plants I was to gather from was Bouvardia, a low shrub with bright red tubular flowers, slender tubular flowers, sometimes pink, but usually quite red. So red you think, I mean, this must be an escaped ornamental out here in the wilds. No. So I knew of a favorite slope with many Bouvardia bushes, 30 minutes from the 1991 Marvelette. And I'd scouted it, and I'd seen the seed capsules forming and still green, so I waited some weeks, and very confidently, I went up to gather and found that every Bouvardia ternifolia on that slope had been browsed by deer. Just the stems, just the seed capsules at the very tip-top of every stem. I followed grass paths through each plant on that hill to find browsed plants. No seed in sight. Bouvardia seed must be quite yummy to deer. Bouvardia, by the way, is in the madder family, M-A-D-D-E-R. Isn't that the same family as coffee? I think so. Rubiaceae. Bouvardia is named after a French physician, Charles Bouvard. He ran the Jardin du Roi, or as you say out in Cochise County, the Jardin du Roi, circa 1600. The specific epithet, ternifolia, refers to leaves. They're in then whorls of three, terni, T-E-R-N-I, clusters of three. Sort of a new name for me, as I learned it, as Globerima, and referring to glabrous leaves, no hairs, smooth. I sort of like that Globerima. It sounds like a pharmaceutical. Ask your doctor if Globerima is right for you. Anyway, so, hey, I knew of a canyon that would be good for Bouvardia seed, and it was not too far away, so I went there, and I did find this year's seed capsules full of tiny black seed. I beat the deer to that area, my goodness. And so I said, yay, and I gathered, and then I hiked out through a dense oak woodland. I was almost out into my truck when I spotted a long, slender green snake on the trail in front of me. Heart be still. A green rat snake. Petey, a Centacolus triaspis? Yes, a green rat snake. I rooted into my day pack for my camera, and as it slithered away, I pursued with a clicking shutter. It climbed up a low branch, and as I shot away with my camera, oh my, a green rat snake. Feisty, by the way, as it struck at the cameraman quite a few times. Centacolus, the genus, translates, at least by me, as centi, thorn, colus, among, in habitat, among, so among the thorns. Triaspis means three asps. Hey, not one, not two, but three. But a long, slender, green rat snake in habitat, a sack full of Bouvardia seed, and photos of Centacolus. Oh, wilderness, we're paradisey now. Our borderlands are beautiful with amazing flora and fauna. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, And this has been Growing Native.